HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to She Slays. Today we are in conversation with Akanksha Kapoor. Akanksha is a mental health advocate and is somebody who has dealt with and survived anxiety. But before we listen to her story, let's listen to what Sindhu Wadhwa, a practicing psychotherapist, has to say about anxiety.
I'm Sindhu. I'm a psychotherapist specialized to help treat anxiety disorders and mood affective disorders in adults. You'd be surprised to know that one in three people tuned into this podcast right now may be currently dealing with intense anxious thoughts in their everyday life, or have experienced symptoms of a panic attack, or dealt with that uncontrollable vicious cycle of worry and fear. Therefore, it's so important to demystify this, to destigmatize it. Now, anxiety is a very normal, rather helpful emotion that has helped our species survive actual threats and stressors in our evolutionary journey. So anxiety, while distressing in experience, can only become a clinical diagnosis or a mental health condition when experiencing anxiety interferes with your everyday life and meaning. We look at intensity, deviation, dysfunctionality, nature of maladaptive coping behaviors that you may have come up with to soothe those anxious thoughts. And these are the process or steps we take before we diagnose anxiety. Now, cognitive behavioral therapists like me use various techniques like reframing, cognitive restructuring, exposure techniques, behavioral experiments to help clients deal with various kinds of anxiety disorders like generalized anxiety, obsessive compulsive behaviors, social anxiety, and various phobias.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sindhu, for explaining what anxiety is in millennial and common terms. Now, come, let's listen to Akanksha's story.
Hi, my name is Akanksha Kapoor and I'm a mental health fighter and advocate. I started an organization called Minds at Play based out of New Delhi to address stress, anxiety and depression amongst the youth in India. I grew up in Delhi in a very loving and close-knit family, and my childhood and school years consisted of a lot of extracurricular activities along with studying, which was also a big part of my life. A lot of travel to the hills, a lot of just going around with friends because I was a super outgoing and extroverted person. Then came college. I went to Delhi University and studied at Miranda House, did my undergrad there in philosophy. As much as I really enjoyed my DU years in Delhi, it was a lot of fun, and DU comes with its own stories and other stuff. But I realized that I was sort of a misfit throughout my undergrad here. I tried very hard to enjoy college the way people make it sound like. People tell you that, hey, college is all about having fun, making new friends, meeting new people. But I realized that that's not something that happened too much for me. Of course, I met people and I made relationships for a lifetime. However, it wasn't something I was very happy about. But because it happened to me, because I was in DU, I kept telling myself, you know what, let's stick around for 3 years and make it work and make it happen. And then immediately after that, moved to New York and studied at the Parsons School for Design. I studied fashion marketing there and worked there for about 6 months. One major incident that made me realize that something was not right was around the time I lived in the US, where, you know, almost every other day I would get into these mood swings and anger modes where I would just start screaming or just like start taking my anger out on my friends. There was this one particular night where we were all out somewhere, and while on my way home, I remember getting lost a little bit and finding it very difficult to get in touch with anybody or even find my way back home. That particular incident made me extremely anxious, extremely lonely. I kind of felt that nobody was really there for me. And instead of figuring out a way in a calm way to get home, I actually decided to get very angry. I threw things around. incidences like this happened a few times where I lost my anger a lot and I got extremely angry and found it very difficult to manage my anger. Deep down somewhere, I knew that I'm someone who's struggling with anxiety. I'm someone who's struggling with a lot of anger issues, but didn't really know how to address it. But I was sure that it was at some point I will need to. I had trouble getting my work permit there. So within a year after graduating, I had moved back to India and started my role in the fashion industry in India. I worked in the fashion space for about 2 years and then started my journey in the startup space with my brother in the organic food business, where I was leading marketing and retail for ISA Organic, which is a Delhi-based organic foods business. While all of this was going on, I was in my early 20s and learning a lot about myself. The move back to India was sudden. It's not something I wanted to do, but it's something I had to do because of work permit. And soon after I moved back, I started realizing that I wasn't happy. I was going through a lot of anxiety, which was unaddressed because I didn't understand what it was. I didn't understand what sudden panic attacks meant, but I kept dealing with it and I didn't really speak to anyone about it either. I would have anger bursts for small issues, which, you know, in a larger scheme of things seem very frivolous, but it kept going on and I got tagged as a very angry person. That's when I decided to start taking therapy. I started therapy in 2013 and 14, and I was sort of in and out of therapy. And then finally in early 2015, I found the right therapist and I stuck around for about two and a half years with her. I absolutely loved going to therapy. The first 3 months were very hard because the first 3 months is when you're adjusting to the new therapist, new style, learning a lot about yourself and asking too many questions. But later, when you get comfortable in the whole process of therapy and why it's for you and why you're going there, I think it's very important to set those expectations with the therapist. It's very important to personally know why is it that you're going. And I was personally going for therapy because I really, really wanted to get that tag off my head where people call me an angry person. I think that's what initially got me to go to therapy. I just wanted people to stop saying that Akanksha is an angry person. What ends up happening is you create a picture about yourself which you start realizing is not necessarily true in therapy. And therapy really takes you through that whole journey of realizing who you are, what you believe in, what your insecurities are, and making you comfortable with those insecurities. One big thing that happened in my life was the passing away of my grandmother. I was 21 maybe when that happened, and you justify that by, oh, she was old, she lived a beautiful life. What I realized was I may have said all of these things to make myself better, but I didn't really understand what death of a person so close to you really meant. But later, when I started realizing in therapy that one of my biggest fears is fear of death and fear of losing a near one, because I would feel that I'm left alone and there's nobody left in the world for me, I learned a great deal about the fact that I feel alone and lonely from the inside, while from the outside I would come across as a very extroverted, very happy-go-lucky person. I realized that had a lot to do with my grandmother's death. To me, it was like any relationship that would come in my life after that, all I would think about is what if I lose them. In that, what ends up happening is that you keep fearing that you will lose this person and you forget to live in the moment, and that completely ruins the relationship. I was feeling detached with all my relationships, my work relationships, my personal relationships with my partner, my relationships with my family. I think I reached a point where I was content, I was happy. I think I'd learned enough tools to resolve my emotions and my anxiety on my own, and I continue to do so. If there are moments that make me feel uncomfortable, that make me feel hurt or make me feel angry or even happy, I take my time to reflect on them. Instead of reacting to every situation, I hold back and I think about what those situations are making me feel, and that's when I start another conversation. So today, after about almost 2 years of not going to therapy, I feel I am a more self-aware person. I'm a more confident person. I would really like to recommend everybody who is going through some extreme stress and anxiety on a regular basis would be to try and identify what those stresses and what those anxieties are related to. They might be superficial, but there's always some deep-seated emotion that's attached to recurring anxiety and stress. If you are able to identify what is that emotion, what it made you feel in that situation, and if you're able to communicate that to the person or to yourself in a calm way, it is going to take you places. It is going to definitely help you calm down and relax your anxiety. My journey through learning about my mental health and working towards it made me start my initiative, which I hope will help more and more young minds in the future. In the end, I would just like to say that your life is filled with stories and events that happen. Each and every incident and each and every situation makes you who you are. Every emotion that you feel is something you feel, and it's okay to feel that. It's just important for you to learn how to identify it and grow from it.
So this was Akanksha's story. Thank you so much, Akanksha, for taking out the time and sharing with us not only your personal journey, but also explaining what anxiety means to all of us. And that brings us to the end of this week's story. I hope all of you enjoyed it. A very happy new year to all the female health champions out there. We salute your spirit. This is Chaya Dabas signing off, and I will see you next time, next week, with another champion story. Till then, keep listening to She Slays only on Health Shots. And of course, if you would like to share your champion story, then write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.